Okay, hold on one moment. Who's going to conduct this hearing? Okay, this is the Honorable Mr. Inhouse. She's going to conduct your hearing. She will be the lead panelist, sir, so just hold on.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Larranaga, if you could just give me like 15 seconds here. I need to fill out some paperwork.
Okay, that's fine.
So just hang on the line. I am almost there. Filling in some names here. Okay. So could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
My name is Joseph Frank Larranaga. My ADC number is 266675.
Okay, sir, thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning a one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest.
Okay.
And you were notified about this hearing. You signed a form on June 1st. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and on that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is that you could hire an attorney at your expense, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire the attorney, or will you represent yourself today?
I'll represent myself.
Okay. The members of the board conducting the hearing today are, we have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, and the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll just lead the hearing today.
Okay.
And we also have in the room with us Senior Community Corrections Officer Westby, who is with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing.
Okay.
Okay? So, Mr. Larranaga and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Larranaga, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated this condition of supervision. And then in phase two, we determine if the supervision should be reinstated or revoked.
Okay.
So for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay, sir?
Oh,
so
okay.
Here we go. Here it is. It's that you were in violation of condition of supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about May 20th, 2018, at 2800 Northeast Street in Flagstaff, Arizona. Mr. Larranaga, is that true or false?
That's false.
That's false. Okay, then I'm going to take some testimony from Mr. Westby of the Department of Corrections about this allegation.
Wait, what did you ask me? If I was there, or?
It's that you engaged in physically assaultive behavior.
Oh, yeah. No, that's false.
That's false? Okay.
Yeah.
Then I will take the testimony from Mr. Westby then.
Okay.
Mr. Westby?
Following information from Officer Chinkin, number 83 with Flagstaff Police Department. May 20th, 2018, I arrived at 2800 Northeast Street, apartment B, Flagstaff, Arizona, at approximately 2,000 hours, and met with the reporting party, Walter Christopher. Walter Christopher reported that he was punched on the left side of his head by offender Larranaga. Walter Christopher said the offender Larranaga discovered that Walter Christopher was a registered sex offender and made it his business to tell Walter Christopher to stay away from the children next door. Walter Christopher said he tried to de-escalate the situation, but Joseph Clint clenched his fist and threw one punch at Walter Christopher and was struck on the left side of the face. Christopher did not retaliate, and offender Larranaga left the scene. Walter Christopher's face showed signs of physical assault. His ear and left side of the cheek were red and appeared to be in early process of bruising. Walter Christopher said that he did not want to press charges.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Larranaga, what's not true about that allegation?
What's not true about the allegation is that I did not hit anybody. The only interaction I had with that guy is whenever he was trying to talk to my kids outside in the front yard, and I told him my name, and I told him that I didn't want no problems because I was on parole, and that I was giving him a warning not to be talking to the kids because I found out that I knew he was a sex offender, and that was it. And whatever happened after that was out of my hands. I didn't have no participation in him getting hit or nothing like that. And I don't know why he's If I hit him, wouldn't you think he would press charges against me? I don't know.
Well, people don't always press charges.
Huh?
People don't always press charges.
Well, yeah, well, that's the only interaction I had with that guy was telling him not to be around my kids. As far as him getting hit, I don't know nothing about that. That's why I called the cops myself to tell them to come talk to me whenever they were looking for me, because I didn't know why they wanted to talk to me. I thought they wanted to talk to me about me talking to the sex offender, but when they told me I hit them, I was taken by surprise. I didn't know nothing about that.
Okay, so I'm going to move the hearing along. For phase one, I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant 2018W1491 and the testimony of Mr. Westby. I move to find Mr. Larinaga delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second. Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. And okay, Mr. Larinaga, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is if your community supervision would be reinstated or revoked.
Okay.
So, before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So
okay.
Just stay on the line there, just hang on, and we'll be right back to talk with you some more. Mr. Westby?
On November 27, 2018, Mr. Larinaga was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 21, 2018 by Flagstaff PD, no new charges. He was found in DOC custody May 22, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of October 26, 2018, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, aggravated domestic violence, 1.5 years. 2017, disorderly conduct, 2 years, 3 months. Is a prior conviction in 2011 for dangerous drug violation, 3.5 years. This is the second term of DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. STG gang information notes, he is an admitted member of the criminal street gang East Sunny Slope Locos, and he is a New Mexican Mafia Arizona STG suspect. His prior term of supervision, 2014, TIS release of standard 19 days, arrested on misdemeanor shoplifting, taking ID of another, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs noted, other arrest, 2004, robbery, Arizona, juvenile probation, 2006, disorderly conduct, Arizona, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G6B6.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Larinaga, when you were released in April, you were originally approved to live with Raquel Gonzalez, is that right, at 2202 Northeast Street?
Yes.
Okay. And is that your girlfriend or?
Yeah, that's my fiance.
Your fiance, okay. All right. And you were there, but then this incident occurred at 2800 Northeast.
Oh, yeah, that was at my sister-in-law's house.
Oh, okay.
We were having a birthday party for my son.
Okay, so how many kids do you have?
I have 5.
Okay, and do they all live with Raquel Gonzalez?
Oh, 4 of them do, and my oldest daughter lives with my mom.
Okay, so then you had your kids over at your sister-in-law, did you say?
Yes.
And that's what's at 2800?
Yes.
Okay, I was a little confused by the address there. Okay, and you were working, right? You were working at?
Yeah, I had 2 jobs. I had the landscaping at the Golden Landscaping, and then on the weekends I was doing restoration.
Like remodeling apartments or what?
Yeah, remodeling houses.
Oh, remodeling. Oh, okay. Well, that's a good business to be in.
Yeah.
Okay. And it looks like you were responsible for submitting urines, and you had one in May, but it was negative, but it was diluted. Do you have any idea why it would have been diluted?
When I took that UA, I was working with the sun, and I had EOC, so I was drinking a lot of water.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That's the only reason why it would come out diluted, I guess.
Okay. that you, were you using any drugs?
No, I wasn't using no drugs. I was just going to work and going back home and working on getting my license so I can drive the truck for the landscaping company.
Ah, okay. So you don't have your license yet. Okay. All right. Well, I see that you have a couple of crimes in the past. I see of some disorderly conduct, and was there domestic violence in there too? In fact, you're in now for domestic violence, and probably because of those, you were referred to some substance abuse and anger management.
I was trying to do them classes for mental health, for my mental health and management drug classes.
Okay. And in those, how many classes had you taken?
I've taken two so far. I started to do the one for the mental health evaluation, and I was going to start doing the drug classes, for the drugs meeting. That's the only thing I went to.
Okay, and you hadn't started the anger management yet?
No, not yet. That was the next thing on my list to do.
Okay. All right, because I'm sure that'll teach some ways of resolving conflicts other than using physical violence. That's part of one of the things that they teach in those classes.
Yeah. Do you guys have my letter that my fiance wrote?
We do not.
Because she gave it to the parole officer and he was supposed to fax it to you guys.
Oh, let me look one more time. Maybe I missed it. I'm going to look at every paper I have here. But I do not see it. I am not seeing your letter, sir.
Okay.
So you gave it to your CO3, you say?
No, my girlfriend gave it to my PO in Flagstaff, and he was supposed to fax it to you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, if he faxed it, he may have faxed it like today, and it just hasn't got in the packet because we're in the boardroom, so.
Oh, okay.
Can you tell us what it said, or was there?
I don't know what it said.
Oh, okay. So it was just your fiance sent the letter.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Let's see. What else was I going to tell us? Something that I forgot it already. Let me see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anybody have a question?
Okay.
No questions. Okay, Mr. Leonardo, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance, if you'd like to make a final statement to the board. We just ask that you not repeat anything you've already told us. Is there anything else you'd like us to know?
Oh, no, that I was doing good out there. I had two jobs. I was taking care of my kids. I was staying drug-free. I was doing everything that the parole officer asked me to do. I still got my job waiting for me, and I would like to have another chance. That's about it.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Mr. Leonardo, the board's going to go into discussion. We do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law, so we've not talked about your case before right now.
Okay.
But we just ask that you stay on the phone. Just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. This is a difficult case. Mr. Leonardo has five kids. Somehow, this man, the man at 2800 North East Street, got a bruise on his face. That didn't just appear by itself, but Mr. Leonardo says he didn't hit the man. That conflicts with the testimony that we have from the Department of Corrections. Mr. Leonardo does have several conduct-related arrests and or sentences in the past for disorderly conduct and domestic violence. And he was referred for anger management, which suggests to me that he needs to work on that. I'm not seeing him at this point as a good candidate for returning to community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Then I'm going to go ahead and based on information in warrant 2018W1491, our conversation with Mr. Leonardo, information from Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Leonardo was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by engaging in behavior that was not appropriate, assaultive.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. So seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Hannes. Okay, back to Mr. Larinaga. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so we're showing a release date for you of October 26th. Are we hung up?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Larinaga chose to hang up, and his hearing is now concluded.